Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into another A Convo Mo episode. It's your girl Mo Diggs, and today I am here with the amazing, the incredible Nana Ajuman.
I'm so excited to be here. This is long overdue.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's the Ghana Girl collab we didn't know we needed.
Yes.
Guys, Nana is a multimedia journalist. She is the CEO and founder of Every Status Girl, Every Status Girl Biz. And I guess I want to say like cultural curator, you know, sip and slay, like my girl, we're going to Ghana.
Yes. So pack your bags, grab your passport, meet me there December 27th. It's really, and I've been saying this, but seriously, it's going to be a legit movie, yeah. Right? I think like the most powerful thing right now is like, we've talked about this before, Black women in their bag and embracing it. And So we want to bring that all back. You know what I mean? Bring the whole diaspora together and really curate this like Black women's professionals, creative space to just like be yourself, be luxury, be beautiful, but also get some gems while you're at it, right? And we have that like whole educational, building your brand, taking it to the next level experience.
No, that is awesome. And I mean, you've grown Every Stylist Girl from like a blog to like this multimedia mega platform, then branching out into Every Stylist Girl Biz. Like, I am so excited for you.
Thank you.
How has that journey been, just going from like blog to like, I mean, you're your own publication now. Like, how has that journey been?
Yeah, so it's so funny because I think when we first started the company, we really wanted it to like be the young, refined version of Essence Magazine. But I think now where we are, we really just want it to be a space to advance, you know, Black women creatives and professionals. Yeah. And so We're really focused now on like career advancement, right? Mm-hmm. And just like brand development, because we know that right now is the money. Like that is where everyone is going. It's like build your own brand, build your own business. But the issue is no one really knows the correct steps to get you there. So I talked about this in my latest ebook where I talked about social media tips. I wish more people knew about, because prior to working ESG full-time, I was a social media editor at The Cut for New York Magazine. And so I just knew what it took to grow a brand from 500,000 followers to 1 million in a year. And I really wanted other people to know about that information. So I think going back to the mission of Every Stylish Girl was really like, I'm here to provide all the gems, all the information. Like, I'm not a gatekeeper. I'm here to share. And so that we can all advance in our careers and get the money we deserve, right? Get the flowers that we deserve. So yeah, I am like, I just love sharing information for the growth of other Black women.
I love it. And you're doing an amazing job. I mean, your own personal brand. I remember that like Every Stylist Girl was growing and you didn't even have an Instagram page. Like,
yeah, I never had an Instagram.
And you've built your own brand, your own Instagram page to over, is it 40,000 followers?
Yeah.
Louise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and I am tuned in. I am engaged. So if you guys listen, make sure you guys go follow Nana at It's Really Nana on Instagram, as well as Every Stylish Girl and Every Stylish Girl Biz, and go buy your ticket to Slip and Slay Ghana. Okay. Cause we're there. Nice. I'm there. Nana's there. I know last week on the podcast with me, we talked about it. Me's there, our girl.
Oh yes. Libras reunite.
And me, their favorite Gemini.
Oh yes, it's gonna be heavy, heavy Libra Gemini. I'm so excited for those vibes. No, but really, honestly, like, it's gonna be a feel-good event. It's gonna be that event that is gonna make you wrap up 2021 like, damn, did a pandemic even happen? Like, I feel so good right now, and I'm so ready for the next level. Like, I'm so ready to feel elevated, and that's really what Sip and Slay Ghana is going to do. So, the ticket is in my bio. Drinks, food included, gift bags, all of that. Like, I'm going to make sure y'all are leaving with quite an experience. I promise you that. Yeah, and this is like our 11th. This is our 11th Sip and Slay. So we've been doing this since 2017.
And this is the second one post-pandemic, isn't it?
Are we even done with the pandemic? I don't even know. But
Oh, yeah. I said post-pandemic. I'm wild because I'm already getting ready to go get my booster shot. Meanwhile, I'm talking about post-pandemic.
Yeah, well, it's like, I think it's the fourth Sip and Slay during this period of quarantine, et cetera.
All right. No, I'm excited. And one thing I will say, y'all, is every stylist girl don't play about them goodie bags. Like, y'all don't play about them goodie bags. Like,
no.
The first Sip and Say that I attended as a guest, I mean, I was using the sunscreen that you guys gave me for a full year. And that's included in, I think it was like Sunray or something like that.
Yes.
And it's like in my routine now, period. Like, I'm always wearing that sunscreen. Yes. And then
sunscreen to come.
Because we gonna need it in Ghana, okay? We gonna need it. Y'all better not be walking around in that Ghanaian sun without no sunscreen, please. Yes. But speaking of your personal brand, Nana, your stories, girl, we need to get into this. Your Instagram, I don't know if you guys have been following Nana on Instagram, but your stories lately, you know, there's always a bit of fashion, a bit of beauty, but now you've been incorporating some tea. You've been incorporating the lifestyle tea, and the girls are in a frenzy. And I want to know, like, what is inspiring these conversations? And we're going to get into it as well on this podcast today.
So I just love.
Yeah.
And I think there are so many questions about relationships, relationship dilemmas, relationship drama that no one speaks about, right? Like, you know, splitting the check on the first date, getting your rent paid for and your cars paid for. And honestly, I think, like, because I have friends who are / like fashion influencers and models, I've been so interested in hearing about their dating perspective, because it's so different than the average or everyday girl, right? So, like, these women are getting their rent paid for them. They're getting car notes covered. They're never paying for trips. Everything is included with the person that they date. And so hearing their story, I'm like, oh, wow, let's unpack that. Like, that is so interesting. Like, when did this happen? What does it look like? Do you feel like you owe him anything, or do you feel like you owe your partner anything? What does that look like? And so I talked about an array of things. I've talked about emotional cheating, physical cheating.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked about literally everything, open relationships, like, mention it. I've probably spoken about it. So this started maybe 7 months ago. And I have it saved on my highlights, but it was just questions I had always wondered, you know, and I wanted to know where my followers' heads were. And to my surprise, it was quite interesting. One thing I realized is, like, nobody wants to pay for their rent, period.
Yeah,
like, period. And none of us want to, but a lot of women also just don't, like, they've just never met partners that offered, you know, or willing. And then some of them don't want to feel like they have to owe you anything, right? Like, they want that independency. So we'll get into that. But yeah, I have friends who are just like, I can be independent, but also get my rent paid. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm the captain, like, of that committee. Okay. Like, I'm an independent babe, honey. Okay. I don't want to suffer. I don't need to be struggling. Like, I would like to be.
You want a masculine person. Like, and absolutely. I think that's okay to want that masculinity. And, you know, we talked about this in our DMs, and that's fine. And that could be, you know, handling every dinner, not splitting checks 50-50, right?
Yeah.
That could be just something you're personally attracted to, and that's okay to embrace. Like, and so, yeah, I'm shocked how many women are in my DMs. Like, I get like 80 messages when I post this, and I get insane views, and I feel so bad. I'm like, I just can't get to every message, but it's so amazing that these women who don't know me, have never met me, feel so connected and willing to open up about their relationships.
You do create that environment. It's definitely giving sis, big sis, like, am I wilding? And we're gonna get into that, because I posted on my story, you're becoming something of a relationship guru. I posted on my story, I was like, hey guys, send your relationship dilemmas. I'm having a relationship guru come on the podcast. So send your dilemmas. So we're going to get into those dilemmas, but I really want to get into these hot topic questions that people were like asking. We have four dilemmas that we're going to get into later, but really quickly before we do that, we're going to get into hot topics that people kept asking. The first one, which you have spoken about on your stories, is dating older. So, Nana, how old is too old? And the pros and cons of dating older. What are your thoughts?
So, you know, I had women DM me, oh, like, you know, I am dating older. I said, okay, well, explain to me how much older. Oh, 2 years, honey.
That's not old.
Okay, first of all, if you, oh my gosh, there's like so much here to unpack. 5 years and up. It needs to be at least a 5 year age gap. If you really want to experience something, someone with more years than you, a little wiser than you, has been places you haven't been to in certain aspects of, you know, dating and life, et cetera, literally just because their age is more than yours. I think it's important to at least start at 5 years or older, right? You know, never do anything you're uncomfortable with. Of course, I think it's important to like feel comfortable and not feel like you're pushing yourself outside your boundaries. But yeah, I don't know if there's like, I think one thing you have to keep in mind is that most men, like most women, want commitment. I have heard very few women in my DMs, I'm speaking of my audience, I don't want commitment, right? And I think what they're missing is when you're dating a man who is 25, honey, 26, most of the time the phase he is in his life is enjoyment, right? Like he is not really looking to settle down, right? There is a very small skew of men who really are looking to fully commit when they're 25. That's it. I found my wife. I found my wife and, you know, I'm ready to tie this knot.
Right.
Most men don't really start wanting to be fully committed until after 35, right? Jesus. So if you're still dating 30, 31, 32, like you're going to have issues committing and finding, you know, and starting a relationship with that person because they still want to experience life, you know?
Right.
And so I think that's really important to think about, like try to date older than 35 if you can. Mm-hmm. And then also men who
emphasis on if you're looking for commitment there.
Yeah. And also men who are 35, don't snap at me, y'all, but sometimes they oftentimes because they're more situated in their life and like financially, they feel like they're finally at a place where like, yes, okay, they're investing, they got money, blah, blah, blah. They're oftentimes, they have a wider array of women that they can select. So if they, if their choice was between a 35-year-old woman at the same age as they're dating 27, sometimes they do prefer to date a little bit younger, right? Because they feel like they can get that because they have the money, the power, et cetera, whatever. And so I would say, yeah, that's why I'm also saying, well, if you're 27 or under 30, it's okay to date the guy who's older than 5. He's probably looking for you.
And I think it's, we are talking about grown women.
Yes.
I want to date over 35, please. I have graduated, have their degrees. So we are not talking about children, this girl. Do not listen to this podcast and think, I need to go and date a 35-year-old man. And you still
are living in your parents.
Hello. It needs to be very much legal. It needs to be very much. You're established yourself.
Exactly. And I think that's such an important part, Mo, is because if you're not, there's this quote I love, is like, I don't go into a relationship with my cup 50, right? And looking for someone to add that other 50%. I go in 100 and they're only building on that, right? And they're only adding to my cup that's already full. I'm not coming for you to fill my cup, sweetie. And so I think it's really important when you enter into a relationship to have your cup already filled, right? Like be at 100%. So when you go into a relationship, you're not easily manipulated. You're not easily skewed. Like you have your mind very clear on what you want in that partner and in that person.
Right. You heard it here first. That was a gem. That was a gem. And I feel like that's what leaves a lot of people empty when they're, you know, if things don't work out. Right. You went in with your cup 50, then the relationship drained you a bit. Now your cup is at 25. So it's like, what was the point? You know what I mean? Definitely more worth it to get into the relationship after your cup is already full, you're established and you're content and you're the season of your life that you're in. Next hot topic, girl, bills. You mentioned it a little bit.
Yes.
Are we splitting bills? Are we splitting trips? What is it giving?
So personally, I think it's okay. So what I hear is most women still offer to pay for the first date, right? Most women are like, okay, yes, let's split 50-50. They really want to see your reaction, honestly. I know men are like, no, like when they say let's do it, they genuinely want to do it. But no, she really just wants to see, like, do you feel comfortable taking this upon yourself, right? But also I feel like if the man asks you on a date, you are stepping into my world. You want me to take time out of my schedule to hang out with you, and you can't cover that appointment? Like, you know what I mean? You can't handle it? Then that's probably a red flag, right? Like, if we're talking about red flags, that might be one of them. Because even in African culture, like, if my aunt invites my mom to dinner, my aunt is going to pay for the dinner because it's her invite. She knows you're absolutely busy, you have a schedule, but she's inviting you. And so I just look at it in that way. It's like, you know, I am inviting you out. If I can't cover it, then it's different. If a woman asks a man on a date and she wants to, okay, girl, do your thing. You know what I mean? If you want to cover it. But I think once again, it goes back to, what do you want? Do you want a masculine type of partner who's going to handle the bills and everything for you? Then go for that, you know? But just know that, like, it is possible. And there's men out there that are paying for full trips, are paying for flights, are paying for hotels for you, are paying for all the dinners and meals on the trips. Like, that is out there. That is what you want.
It exists. I think the funniest part of your stories was, like, women being like, this exists. Like, men are paying bills. Like, men are paying for full trips. And it's like, yeah, absolutely. I feel like you have to cultivate the experience in your life that you want. You know what I mean? You have to cultivate the relationships in your life that you want. And I feel like if you're dating and you want someone to take care of the bills, there's literally men that will do it. So I hate the idea that, like, and those men are not, like, you know what I mean? Like, those men are not, like, complaining, and they're not on Twitter having right. arguments about it. Like, they're, this is this is what they do. You know what I mean? So it's right. like, I feel like if you desire that, ciao, honey, go for it. Go. Also, that's the cleaning man. Just like,
we're like, who's that man in your space? Speaking of relationships, speaking of commitment, what's going on in your space? As she flashes the wedding ring. But yeah, I think it's very important to go into that relationship understanding what you want and yeah. realizing, like, of course, you don't want to be a freeloader. So knowing that you want someone yeah. who's going to handle all of this, what do you bring to the relationship?
Right, because
I definitely don't believe that you should just take and never give. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think just keeping that in mind. Are you going to plan the trip? He pays for the trip. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to, think of different and ways to make that work if that is what you aspire for.
And that is a thing. Like planning a trip takes work. You know what I mean? Like, that is 50-50. Like, if you're going to pay for, I'm the travel agent at this point. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, for my honeymoon, actually, no, that's not a good example because my husband planned the honeymoon and he paid for it, but that's not the point. The point
okay,
is-
Okay, toss that in there. As he should.
As he should. But I've had intentions of planning it because I'm like, he's funding everything. Like, I'm never going to have to swipe a card. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel like people don't see that as valuable, like the
right
the effort that it takes into, like, oh, like, maybe you pay for all the dates, but I'm the one that looks for all the restaurants. That, like, you're giving that person a peace of mind, therefore the, you know, like, it's all give and take, you know, it's all give and
yeah
take.
Exactly.
And so that's a good point, Nana.
Yeah, and I also don't want, you know, some women were like, I feel like I have to, what did they say? I feel like I owe them something, or I feel like I'm not being independent. You know, and I think you have to be comfortable in your skin and understand, like, independency can mean so many different things. Just
right,
because
right,
you're
right.
not paying for everything doesn't make you, it does not mean you're not independent. You know what right. I mean? So I think it's like, understand once again how you can provide value to that relationship, right?
Right. And that's with everything in life.
Yeah.
Don't be freeloading segment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two more. Online dating. Have you heard that it works? Are people actually finding love, or is it like a myth?
Yeah. So I've had a mixture of my DMs. I've had a lot of women say he lied about where he lives and his height. So, like, that was a dub right away. I've had women
lie about their height. Like, what is it about? Yeah. Like, why?
I mean, even before dating apps, people were like, if a guy just tells you his height, take like 3 inches off of that. Like, yeah. in general, literally, like, even if you meet him and he's like, I'm 6'2", I'm like, you're coming in at 5'10 right now, though. So what are you saying? Like, you just always have to take a few inches off. And yeah. so it's not a surprise to me that men are lying about their height on dating apps.
Right.
But I think it's a little unfortunate when women are already, we're such planners. We're already like, okay, yes, this is my outfit for the day. I can wear these heels because I know he's at least 4 inches taller than me. I can wear my 3-inch heel. Like, we're already planning for all this. And it's just kind of a letdown when you show up and you're like, right below my knees, like you're literally that short.
Yeah.
So like I'm kidding. But like, no, really, like
I'm kidding, but like not really.
No, but I think it already feels deceitful. And I mean, you haven't even had a date yet. So I think if you're going to use dating apps, just be honest, right? And don't drag things on, like be straight up, because I think what people are doing when they use dating apps is two things. Like, obviously it's a hookup, they want enjoyment, or they're looking for a long-term relationship. So I think the quicker you can find like what your end goal is on the platform, the easier it would be to like filter through BS and move on and find your partner. Because I've had women DM me that they've, you know, found, you know, there are significant others and they've been married, and a lot of women actually. And then another, it's interesting, I feel like I have not heard from that many Black women who have found their partners on dating apps, but I've heard from a lot of white women that they were able to find their husbands on dating apps. And I have a really strong mixture of white and Black women in my DMs when I post about relationships. That's also another really interesting dynamic. But yeah, both parties are sharing their opinions and thoughts. But yeah, I've seen more success, which is interesting, from white women getting married than Black women.
Well, the world is just kind of built for them to succeed. And
yeah, definitely. It's easier.
Yeah, it's definitely easier.
So
I also have heard, like, I also have a few friends who have like a lot of success stories from dating apps. Like, I have one friend who she got on Bumble in like the first week she met her, like 4 years ago now, her partner, who they're like getting ready to get married. They just bought a property. So like, I've never had to be on one, but I feel like they work, and I feel like it's fun for the millennial babe. I think it's like we're in this new era where people are realizing that they can just like date around, like they don't have to, like, it's not like this person that I go on this date with is who I have to fully commit to in this very moment. And I love that. I think it's so liberating, and I feel like dating apps create that environment, especially with us being in a pandemic, you know. So I'm team dating apps for the babes.
Do it for yourself, you know. Put, if you are finding it very difficult to meet people, that is just such an easy way. If you're an introvert, it's just such an easy way to put yourself out there.
Last one before we get into the dilemmas: dating men with kids. This is something that someone says. She says she has a standard of dating no men with kids, but she's getting older. She's in her 30s now and feels like it's inevitable. Like, should she just lower the standard, or is it giving, you know?
Yeah, I love this question. I love this question so much, because I think, you know, I think a lot of people think age is nothing but a number, but no, it actually has an impact
very much
on like where people are in their life and like what restrictions they had before that they're like, you know, I'm a little more flexible because I'm like about to be 40. I was listening to Yvonne Orji's podcast, I mean, on Breakfast Club, and she was talking about like meeting Mr. Right. And she's just like, you know what? She's like, I'm even willing to date outside my race at this point. You know what I mean? Because like, we had all these boundaries, like, oh, I want to have a Nigerian African man, or I want a Ghanaian. And it was just like, I just want to be loved. So like, you know what I mean? And so if that means dating a man with kids, and there is no, you know, drama with the past baby wife mom, or the baby mom, etc., and you feel like you guys can build a healthy bond, it is just about the two of you.
You know what I
mean? Like, I feel like people are so worried about what outsiders think, but you two are in this relationship. You two are going to spend that time together, live together, move in together, travel together. So don't let other people's perspectives impact you. If you love being with that person, genuinely you love spending time with them, who cares if they have kids?
Like, truly, truly.
Don't miss out on your partner.
Kids are great. Kids are great.
Yeah. You know, and if the mom, you're fine with the mom, and there's a good, healthy relationship there, and you feel good. Genuinely, I always say trust your gut when it comes to dating and relationships. Your gut is going to tell you everything you need to know. If you really feel like this person is the one for you, give it a shot. You know, it's worse to have never tried at all than you know what I mean, to pass up on it.
So. Yeah. That's some good advice on it, because I'm not going to lie. I'd be saying no. I'd be like, no, don't do, because the drama, but.
Yeah, but so I think age, right, like, is a age big factor. Is a big,
like, age.
Yeah, and your connection with that person.
Mm-hmm. Because
just
it's
because
like,
some. Go ahead. No, yeah. I was just going to say, like, someone could have had a kid when they were young and then had a rebirth in their life, you know, and change. It was like, I can't believe I had a kid at 17. I'm still a great person. I still want to enjoy my life, woman and men. Yeah. And I still want to meet my life partner. It's not fair that they shouldn't have opportunities to meet other people just because they have a kid. You know, they just get that same fair opportunity to meet the person and someone they're going to fall in love with. So it's not like, don't be so quick to limit yourself.
You're absolutely right. And I think I have a double standard because I'm like, women with kids absolutely should be able to, like, men should absolutely date women with kids. But I'm like, wow, I'm realizing that I am discriminatory because when it's men with kids, I'm like, absolutely not. Like, I don't know why. Right. That's so jaded. But
yeah,
you guys.
But I'm sure you're not the only one that thinks that way.
Exactly. You know? And that's why you are the relationship guru. And here you're here today to give us.
I love that new title I just got today.
Yeah, honestly, like, put it in your bio, please. So now we're going to get into the dilemmas. So we've been talking forever, so we're only going to do three, but this is the first one. Hey, Mo, I love your podcast.
What? Are you okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. This one is so funny. Okay, I'm sorry. This is not funny. Your dilemma is serious, listener. Okay. Hey, Mo, I love your podcast and I've watched your journey and it's so inspiring. My dilemma is that I've been seeing this guy for a month. I think they meant like for months, but I feel like he's a bit jealous, taking advantage of me. Oh, well, never mind. This is not the funny one. Sorry. Oh, wait, is it? Yes, it is. Okay, I take it back. All right. I'm going to start over. Hey, Mo, I love your podcast and I've watched your journey and it's so inspiring. My dilemma is that I've been seeing this guy for months, but I feel like he's a bit jealous / taking advantage of me. I made the mistake of telling him how much money I make. And since then, I feel like he's using it to his advantage. When I told him my salary, he seemed to be taken aback and said that he made less, but he was going to be getting a bonus soon. He used to pay for things, but now he has offered up my money to do things.
Sorry.
It's not funny. It's not funny. I get these notifications on my phone showing the deposits into my account. One time he saw a notification and was like, let's spend some of that tech money this weekend. Sir, what do you mean? I was turned off by that. What advice can you give me?
Ooh, I mean, honestly, if I'm being upfront, you need to leave.
It's giving very much run for us, run. Yeah.
Like, and it goes back to you're asking yourself so many questions. As soon as you start to question yourself, you need to address it, which it feels like you have by saying, like, he said, you got that money and he's like, let's go spend it. And you're like, what do you mean? You know, if you want to dive deeper into that, you can, but already he seems like he's an opportunist. Yeah. And so I would just quickly remove yourself because there are men out there who will not be nosy about your bank account. I don't know who asks about whose salary, but maybe you want to keep that to yourself before, you know, maybe you get in a serious relationship. Mm-hmm. You want to share that later on. But I think there's just things right away that you should always keep to yourself, right? And one of them being your salary, ladies. Right. Like, you do not need to share how much you're making on any date at all. And also, if he's nosy about that in the beginning, those are already red flags. You know, like, you don't need, the only thing you need to be worried about is the growth of this relationship and if there's even a future. Like, that's what you should be worried about.
How much money I'm making.
Right. Like, that is a huge red flag. And I think vice versa. If a woman is worried, like, how much money do you make? But like, that's a red flag. You don't want to be with a woman like that. Yeah. And so I think it's really important to notice these red flags and notice how he's making you feel and leave. Like, you need to leave the situation.
Yeah. I'm definitely team Nana on that. I think run as fast as you can, run for the hills, because for him to be like, let's spend some of that tech money this week. Oh my gosh, I'm getting chills. I'm sorry. It's making me sick. Like, Jesus Christ. It's giving very much like, let's split the bills. It's giving very much, matter of fact,
you pay the bills. Pay the bills.
It's giving very much, you pay the bills.
It's giving, it's 70-30% in this relationship and the woman is the 70.
70, so yeah. No, I
we're
cannot.
We're not doing that.
I'm sorry. In certain aspects, like, no, just, oh, yeah. Jesus, getting chills. All right. Next dilemma. Okay. So, hey, Mar, I'm talking to this guy that I met on an app for 3 weeks straight. We would FaceTime every night and would even do Bible plans together. Now, this app didn't require you to put your height, but I asked him how tall he was, and he said 5'8", same height as me. We finally met up in person, and he lied. This emoji.
Oh, no.
He is 5'6", and I'm so blown because at this point, I already like him, but I'm not sure if I can get over that height difference. Also, you lied, bro. Like, you didn't think I would find out. But anyway, girl, should I just dead this?
No. Mm. I don't think so because, I mean, you guys seem like you're invested. Okay, the only issue here, which is not that big of an issue, is really his height. And people right. lie sometimes because they're insecure, right? And like, I think that's something he needs to dive deeper into. Like, are you, and you know, you can ask him, like, why did you lie to me? Is this something you're insecure about? Yeah. Or do you just always like, open lie the about floor. Your height? Like, right. Seriously, let's discuss this. And I think based on his response to that, then you can figure out, okay, how do you want to proceed with this, right? But I think if you are saying you're invested in him, why cut it off so quick? Because he's 2 inches shorter than you. It's different if he's like 5'4", but you know, you're not gonna get everything with someone, right? So I think it's up to you to decide, like, what are your absolute non-negotiables, right? If you're willing to negotiate 2 inches in height, then I think you should keep pursuing what you guys have.
I 10% agree with that. I 10% agree with that. And the reason why I 10% agree with that, Nana, is because I am like, I'm such a heightist. Like, I am, and it's so terrible, and I wish I wasn't, but I am like, I don't. So like, oh, goodness gracious. Okay, like the 10% in my heart truly believes, like, yeah, he's a good guy. You guys are doing Bible plans, like, date him, like 10%. But the 90% is like, damn, like, you're gonna have to like look down, like, you can't wear heels at your wedding, all of this is very vain stuff that I'm saying right now.
And no, but I think it's fine to have that opinion though. You know, because that's just your non-negotiable, and that's fine. You know what I mean, like, you have to be with someone taller than you. But I see a lot of women who are with men shorter than them. You know what I mean? A lot of these supermodels, I mean, also, like, a lot of these supermodels are dating tech men. These tech men are not their height at all, right? But I think they're bringing other value to the relationship that you can oversee that the height is 5'6". Like, I'm just saying, if a billionaire came to your house and went to take you on a date, he's 5'6" or 5'8", you're going to pass that up? Probably not. You know what I mean? Yeah, and he's a great guy, too, as well. So I think it's really important to figure out, like, make a list. You know, I'm such a list type of person. But
no, I love it. What are your non-negotiables?
List. Personally, me?
Actually,
Oh, you're just saying in general. Okay, good. I was like, I think, well, just like one, I guess, like, one for me, which is just important, is like, have a life purpose. That is so important to me. Like, I cannot be with someone that doesn't have purpose in life, because I think it's just so easy to get sidetracked and distracted. So having a purpose in life is a non-negotiable for anyone that I'm dating.
No, I love that. And I'm not going to lie, like, to this listener, like, I definitely feel like I would make an exception.
It's killing you to say this. You're like, oh. You're like, I really want you to leave, sis, because he is too short for you, baby girl.
Dude, I'm like, no, because, like, the thing is, like, okay, 5'6" and 5'5" is different. That's like two short people. Like, a 5'8" girl is a tall woman. Like, you're a taller woman, and a 5'6" man is a short man. Like, do you get what I mean? Because, like, a 5'8" girl and a 5'8" man are not the same height, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, they just look, one is tall, one is short. So, like, for if she was like 5'6" and he was like 5'4", like, I would be like, okay, you are tiny people, you know what I'm saying? But like, I don't
Listen, I guess when you add heels to the equation, etc., like, scary. Of course she's gonna be like, she'll be like six.
Dude.
He's 5'6". And so I think that's just something to evaluate. Like, how much is it really hurting you? If it's to the point you're like, this hurts me more than even like dating this person, like you should probably drop him, you know?
Because I'm big on like, and I people always call this kind of vain, but like, I think you should absolutely be attracted to your partner. Like, you should like,
for sure,
attracted. Like, and something that attracts me is height. So that's my preference. And I feel like if that is your preference, then you know what I'm saying, girl. Listen, it's a bunch of other people that I'd read the Bible app with you, okay? But if it's not your preference and you don't mind it, because, like, you know who's a really cute couple that's short and tall? Kevin Hart and what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember her name.
Iniko?
Yes.
Iniko, something like that, yeah.
Him and his wife, they're a cute, short, tall couple, but...
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Hart stands on his wallet. You feel me? Like,
he's so funny.
He is. And he's rich as heck.
Yeah.
So like,
that's one of the things you have to go back to is like, what is each person bringing to the table here?
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
he has a beautiful wife. I think to him, that's enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you don't gotta do nothing else.
I'm screaming, but I'm sure she's also a great person, et cetera.
Right.
And she's like, yo, this man is such a business mogul, but also he's so funny. And a lot of times, like, we just want to laugh. We just want someone who makes us happy.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's all so important to consider.
Yeah. Same. So, girl, I feel like if lying is one of your non-negotiables, then dead it. I also feel like if height is one of your non-negotiables, then dead it. But if not, then, you know, I think you should go for it, especially if you guys are FaceTiming every night, meaning he's not ugly, because you definitely saw what he looked like before you went on that date.
Right. But was it real? I mean, it is lying, but lying to what degree? Because if he's just insecure about his height and he added 2 inches, you know, maybe like he just didn't want you to not go on a date with him. He wanted you to just meet him first.
That is kind of sweet.
But I think that's something, if you're invested in him, and it seems like you are, you should have that conversation with him.
Yeah, definitely talk it through, and talk it through with yourself as well. And make that list like Nana said, so you know what your non-negotiables are. Okay, last one. Okay, hey. It's not funny. Like, I'm just like, wow, like, people are really going through things. Like, I mean, we're all going through things, you know, in dating, and it's like, good thing we have the relationship guru here to help, you know.
Dating dilemmas,
man. Okay, so hey Mo, so I've been dating this guy for a few months and he checks off many things on my list. He's a really great guy. I'm in my late 20s and I'm an entrepreneur. He's 31 and he's expressed a few times that he desires a more traditional wife who will follow typical gender roles, such as the woman cleaning, cooking, taking care of the home. I don't necessarily have a problem doing that once I'm married, but I'm a busy babe and I don't see us both going to work and me only taking care of the home. I don't see myself following the typical gender roles because I will eventually go crazy and that would require a lot of sacrifice for me. We've talked about it a few times and he's somewhat willing to compromise and says that he'll help out and would even be willing to hire help if his wife needs it, but I'm not sure how I feel about all of this.
Yeah, I actually think his response was mature.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't that he wasn't open to change, as he even mentioned he would hire, which is what I was thinking, they should just hire some type of cleaning service. If both parties don't have the finances to do so, but then don't have the bandwidth, it's like, okay, great, just get help. Like anything else in life, you can get help for that if you can afford it. So I think if that is something that is an easy fix, it's fine. But also, what else does it look like to be in a traditional role? You know what I mean? Like, I think you have to. There's just so much. Like, is he just saying, like, I just want someone who's going to clean and cook? Because if so, great, you can hire help for that. But if he's like, okay, I must always do this, I'm the leader of this marriage, I make a majority of the decisions, like, no, babes, that's coming off controlling. And I don't want that. That's not healthy. And so I think it's really important to figure out, like, what specifically was he referring to when he says traditional, right? Like, seriously, like, you need this written out so you can fully understand what he's talking about. And how's the relationship dynamic been so far is the question I would want to know. Like, does it feel like it's been healthy, or does it feel like he's been being controlling? And he has been, because I think these early on actions that he's making will determine how he's going to be in the future.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, this conversation can either be like a red flag, or, you know, it can either be a gateway to a deeper conversation that leads to understanding, you know?
Right.
So I definitely feel like it's all about, and I think that's like this, maybe it's like a new age thing, but like, create the, like, I don't even believe in gender roles. Like, I feel like create the, you know, the environment, the structure, the culture in your relationship and potential marriage that you and your partner want. Because like, right, there are men who cook better than their wives. There are men who fold clothes better than their wives. Like, there are, right, men who, it's like, just, you guys need to have a conversation and figure out like, how is this going to work? And heavy on the control part, Nana, like, what are you, is it giving like, oh, I need you to stay at home and take care of the kids and because I'm the man? Or like, is it giving, oh, like, I would like you to do this and, you know, but let me know what you think. You know what, right, I mean? Like, mm-hmm, I feel like this is a great opportunity to have that conversation. Some people have this conversation a little too late. Right. When it's too late. So it's great that you guys, I think, are having this conversation early on. This is a great, like I said, conversation to have early on. Absolutely.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think just like, watch each other's actions, have the conversation and see, yeah, you know, what you can do from there.
Yeah. Well, girl, that is the last dilemma. Oh, well, there was one more. Do you have time for one more?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let me see. Let me go and grab it. I screenshotted it. This one was actually cute because I think she was younger, on the younger end. Okay, so yeah, she's like, okay. So she said, hey, Mo, I don't know how to detach and just experience people. I feel like I fall in love too quickly. I feel like I put guys I mess with on a pedestal and get crushed when they hurt me and disappoint me. It's a terrible feeling and I don't know how to not do it. Need advice, with a sad face.
Honestly, I don't want to be too forward or like shrewd, but I think get other hobbies. Mm. Like, you must have too much time on your hands, yeah, because I feel like when I'm busy, I don't even have time to quickly fall in love. Like, I have so much going on. I have hobbies keeping me busy. I'm hanging out with friends. I'm catching up with family. Like, I can't even fall for you that quickly. You know, yeah, it's going to be gradual. Mm-hmm. It's going to be gradual because I got things going on in my life. So like, if you feel like there's a pattern of like you falling for someone so easy, it probably means you're investing a lot of time or thinking into that person. Yeah. And so I would say like, find some hobbies, find other ways to keep yourself busy when you first start seeing someone. Don't be so quick to like respond to their messages all the time or available for them all the time. Just, mm-hmm, give yourself a little bit of distance. Mm-hmm. And I think you can do that by preoccupying yourself with other things.
Mm-hmm. I saw this TikTok that was like, you know, like it made fun about like understanding detachment. You know what I mean? And I think that can be like a pro and it can be a con. I think it's a pro when, you know, you're getting to know all these different guys, you know, and if someone decides to start being a dickhead, it's like, okay, yeah, like I'm straight on you. Like, I, right, know my worth. I know my value. I'm good. Let's detach. Let's end the situation. Right. Right. And I think that's a thing, you know, when you're younger, like guys just seem like the end all be all, like a man, marriage. And it's just like, it's literally just the knot. Like, it's not. Yeah. Azealia Banks posted today, who isn't always the most sound, but she literally was like, you're not lonely. You just need to go to the gym and drink a smoothie. And I'm like, I've never felt anything more. It's like, you're not lonely. Like, just go get a hobby, like find something to do, you know, and use your time wisely. And, you know, yeah,
invest in yourself.
That doesn't mean that, you know, you can't desire a partner, but that shouldn't be like the pinnacle of your life, finding a life partner, you know. But Nana, I can't say thank you enough. I cannot say thank you enough for this, coming here and dropping all these gems. I want to know, lastly, your number one dating tip or your dating advice that you have.
I would say, find your purpose in life before you start dating. And I think this is so important to me because it goes back to like not dating with your cup half full, you know what I mean? And it really means like being 100% before you involve yourself with anything, being sure about yourself, right? And so that people can't, you know, people can't control you. People can't force you to do things you don't want to do. You know, you won't be quickly attached. I think sometimes people become so quickly attached because they're not confident with themselves, right? They're not confident with their actions and what they're doing in their life. And so I think it's so important to have that purpose-driven life before you enter a relationship. If you, you know, if you can develop that.
Yeah, no, that is good. That is so good. Because at the end of the day, and you said this in the last podcast last week, she said, I could lose everybody, but I can't lose myself. And I'm like sticking to that because it's so important to have yourself, know who you are, your purpose, and everything before you meet someone. So keep that tidbit. Make sure you go into the relationships with your glass 100, not on 50. Yeah. Okay, your cup on 100, not on 50.
Yes.
Sip and Slay, Ghana. I'm going to see you there, girl.
December 27th?
December 27th.
Bring the best fit.
Bring your
best wig. Bring the best lashes. Oh, bring the best lip gloss. Bring the best nails. The heels. Yes.
We are in Ghana this December, guys.
Yes. I'm so excited.
I am too. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. And guys, that's it for today's episode. Don't forget to follow, like, comment, and subscribe on Apple and Spotify. Make sure you guys follow Every Stylish Girl. It's really Nana, as well as Every Stylish Girl Biz. We'll see you in Ghana December 27th. And we are out of here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.